Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Governor Chris Christie choosing his next target in New Hampshire. So who is this bubble boy that he's talking about? It ain't John Travolta.
Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in. Keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again. Bubble boy used to be my homie.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Not only are we celebrating 29 years of Scuba Radio, it's also Bubble Boy's birthday, April Fool's Day. No fooling. He's all of, I don't know, how old is he?
Eat your poop.
Excuse me?
I'm 28.
Yeah, of course. He was born right after we started the show, a year after. Yeah, he was the spawn of Satan.
You're a young pup.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's a spawn of Scuba Radio?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he would want to.
Doesn't look a day older than 58.
Right.
You know, it's strange how much Jimmy looks like Greg right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Same hairstyle and everything.
Huh. Okay.
No.
You're saying he's a powerful, attractive man.
I'm just looking at the mustache, the beard.
Bubba's boy's head ain't gray like Greg's.
Okay.
Greg's is more white than Greg.
Okay, moving on.
It's getting there.
Point, Greg would be the daddy.
Don't make me mute you.
Okay.
All right. Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba is with us, and we're going to be hanging together next week in the Keys at Vintage Dive Day. We're going to check in with Lisa from the History of Diving Museum here in just a bit. But are you looking forward to that adventure next weekend there, Kenny, or what do you think?
Greg, I cannot wait. I'll be there all day. And he just said the temperature was 77 point something degrees in the water. And actually, that's still pretty cold to me. I'm a sissy.
That's a little chilly, but it's refreshing.
That's the water out, out in the ocean there. In the lagoon, it's always a little warmer.
Okay.
Because it doesn't get that much
a little more
movement,
stagnant.
Especially if you're diving behind Barry.
That's right. Yeah. Not afraid to talk about it.
And it's pretty shallow.
Yeah, don't
too,
talk about it.
If I recall.
What's that?
It's pretty shallow, too, as I recall.
Well, it depends on where you go. But generally, it's not a deep dive. But it ought to be good. And, it was fun last year. We had a great time.
James Strait is going to be good. I'll be there.
Whoa.
Slow down. Slow down there, cowboy.
Jerry, are you going to be polishing your helmet?
Yeah, will you?
Of course, always.
Barry sounded, he just got a little excited.
Let it ride.
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, Barry, you going to come down for that too then or no? Maybe?
I would.
Slight chance?
The chance is very slight. I mean, if there was some way I could wing it, I would. You
Greg,
know that.
It's almost April 15th. What does he do?
What do I do? Oh, for the last year. This is the last year I'm doing it.
Yeah, he's retiring.
But this year he's still working. So.
Yeah. No, he's going to a wedding.
Well, I may be. Huh?
Yeah.
Shotgun wedding?
Yeah. That whole, I'm taking the 10th through the 15th off. I already got to change my message saying, if I haven't gotten you an extension, you better get one on your own.
Huh. That was just a personal memo that he sent to Jerry.
Yeah.
About getting an extension or something, but I don't know what that means.
Implant.
And I don't want to. Anywho.
Jerry needs an extension.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to have Lisa from the History Diving Museum to talk a little bit more specifically about Vintage Dive Day. But it's not too late to join us if you want to visit us next week at Marine Lab.
If you listen this far and you're still in.
Yeah. And, I don't know if we can take any...
there are kind of people.
Hot honey, chocolate-filled bunnies down there. Do you think we should?
No, because they'll melt.
They'll melt.
No, just take them the chocolate tanks.
The chocolate tanks, which we don't have yet?
They look like turds because they're turds.
Yeah. No. Jerry, we'll let Jerry sample some of those.
No.
You guys might have
I don't eat chocolate, so
eat your poop.
Yeah.
You guys might have some of these chocolates from the Easter meal left over.
No, thank you.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think any of our crew has been very good this year, really, other than me. I expect to get candy, but the rest of you guys.
Creepo.
What?
The biggest instigator there is, and he says that he's been good this year. Know. Whatever.
Every year.
He's delusional.
What? I've helped perpetuate.
Did you take your medication again this morning?
Yeah. As I do every day.
You should see all the pills he takes.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is, look at me. This doesn't just happen. It's science.
Science.
So, yeah.
Nature's mistake.
Oh, okay. That wasn't that funny.
You were just born that way.
All right. But yeah, we're going to do some diving next week. And we're going to do a special show down there in the Florida Keys. It's been a while since we've been down that to that neck of the woods, and I'm looking forward to it. And there's a lot going on down there. And while we're down there,
is that one place that we like to go for breakfast still open? I hope so.
Sure. Yeah, they got that. Well, we're gonna have to go get a key lime pie, frozen piece of key lime pie on a stick covered in chocolate.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know we had to go to Robbie's.
No, we don't. We don't have Robbie's.
Robbie's is fun.
Me and Jerry had a great time there, but that's
because
because the bar
tarpon.
Was open.
Yeah,
well, yeah, the bar's open and you like feeding the tarpon. You stick your hand down its mouth.
Yeah. But you guys never do it.
I almost had my hand bit off.
You never did it though, did you? You did it once.
Some bitch jumped up, almost got me.
They don't have teeth. They'll just snap down on you.
I took Amy down there last year and some woman was there, and she's like,
"Get out, a woman!
I'm going to do this," and I said, "Yeah, I'm going to do it." And she held her arm up; she's bleeding down her arm. So she said, "I did it. Just let go of it before it gets there."
Dumbass.
Yeah. Well, you could do that. I mean, I've done it.
I've been there and watched them go to their elbow.
All right.
Tell her jump in. They like blood.
Right. I don't know. It's something to do.
That's where we saw that nurse shark frenzy, remember?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
People come in from fishing and they throwing the scraps over to freaking nurse sharks or everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been blowing like crazy in Florida the last few weeks. And they haven't been going out. They haven't been able to dive down there lately. The weather is not cooperating.
Good luck to
them. Let's hope that... things are going to come down.
Somebody said Blue Heron Bridge was freaking awesome dive right now.
Why so?
It's about the only place you could dive right now.
Don't really know. I mean, they said there's a lot of critters that's come in.
Yeah.
Critters that's normally not there.
I have seen
that. They said as they've been seeing them.
Like what kind of critters?
They didn't go into details.
Just critters.
Yeah, different critters that's normally not there.
Spotted eagle rays.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... Blue Heron Bridge is known for having a lot of small stuff. It's like a little nursery kind of thing.
You can see some other stuff. You can see sharks.
It's a good dive.
Barracuda.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not saying it's not a good dive, but I don't know what you
Shut
mean
up,
by
Greg.
Other types of critters. Like what?
It's a fun dive, okay?
They didn't go into detail, Greg. It's just stuff that they said they normally don't see.
Hmm.
And they were tons of different stuff.
Bodies floating down the river.
Yeah, you'd probably see that too. But
there's the cocaine.
Yeah,
benthic fish,
cocaine shark,
grouper,
cocaine sharks like the cocaine bear.
Yeah, no, that actually is a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Yeah,
but they said that Blue Heron Bridge has been awesome here in the last little bit.
Okay, but we have no idea why. So it doesn't.
Well, you'll be crossing that. Why don't you stop and dive it?
Oh, well, good. I'm driving right by it. Yeah, on the way from Orlando down to Key Largo, you definitely could.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been quite a while.
Early, man. Parking is crazy.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
When you went last time, it was nuts? Yeah. You got to hit it at the right time.
You got to hit the right high tide.
Right. You got to hit it slack tide is what it is.
Right. That is correct.
But I don't know about the critters, so Jerry's going to do some more research. Maybe we'll find out.
Some research and see what they've been seeing.
What falls under the category of, critters? Because it could be manta rays, whale sharks. Snails. I don't know.
It's not big enough for whales.
Bola, see?
Yeah, it could happen. All right, look, we'll find out. Come back with hour two. We got a few special guests as we continue to celebrate 29 years of Scuba Radio on the air. Stay close. If you want to stay in the know,
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.